So early in your career, what were some of those contexts, and what sort of opportunities got you really excited?
What kind of opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody walks into a room, you know, in this case in retail, it's typically a merchant or something like that. You know, something's either not selling or something's not moving, or how can you help me make my department more functional and blah, blah, blah. You know, someone comes with a challenge and you solve that challenge. And so then those challenges just become bigger. You know, they start small, perhaps. You know, somebody might say, okay, now, you know, this wall has to be re-merchandised. So why don't you re-merchandise that wall? Okay, so you do that. Oh, you know what, that worked out well. Well, let's look at the department. Oh, that worked out well. Oh, there's another department over here. Now there's a whole store. And by the way, oh, now we've got 50 stores that you're going to be directing and running, you know, kind of a thing. So the challenges just get bigger. And you just kind of keep moving forward and learning from it and applying that, you know, what you learned. And again, continuing to share it. But I love the challenge of somebody coming to me that with something like, this doesn't work. You know, something's not working. And that's what we do in visual. You know, we do three-dimensional storytelling. So it's much like theater. I mean, I probably would have loved being in theater, you know, doing stage sets and all that, to be quite honest, because you're creating these illusions to a certain extent, but you're creating these visuals that connect with somebody. And that's really what the visuals did for me. So it gave me the opportunity to try to make someone stop in their tracks. And you know, and that's what I would try to do, or slow them down. Because when you're walking through a store, you're going from point A to point B, and the idea is to distract people and have them ping pong around the store, not just stay on the aisle. You got to get them off the aisle. If you don't get them off the aisle, you're not going to win. So, you know, these opportunities kept presenting itself, and I would challenge myself, and I would watch people. You know, I would watch people when they came in, like, where do they go? Why did they, what did they look at? What didn't they look at? And stuff like that. It was interesting. When somebody shared something with me once, and they said, like, so Ignaz, when you work in a multi-level store, never take the elevator. And I thought, well, that's strange. Why wouldn't I take the elevator? It's pretty convenient. And if you notice, whenever you get on an elevator, if there's more than one person on it, what happens? Silence. Silence. People don't want to talk. Or if they do, it's a whisper. And they said, ride the escalator. Ride the escalator and stand as close as you can to the customer without being annoying. People talk on the escalator because they have time to talk and it's an open environment and they're welcome to talk. And that person was right. I would learn so much, or I would overhear something. You know, I'd hear somebody say, you know, that salesperson in that department, they were so rude and blah, blah, blah. Or conversely, oh, that was the best salesperson. Then I'd go back and tell the store manager, say, hey, look, you know, I think we got a problem over here, kind of a thing. So all these little lessons you learn along the way that sounds just so silly are very important in gathering information, because you need that information to solve the problem that you're working on. So the problems just get bigger, to be quite honest, or the opportunities, the challenges become bigger, and then obviously the solutions become bigger. And now all of a sudden you're working with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, trying to, you know, solve problems. And so then the investment gets bigger, the risk gets bigger too, the reward is bigger, but at the same time, you're taking on more challenges, you're taking on more people, you're taking on more responsibility. And, you know, when you're working on really, really, really big projects, failure is typically not an option when you do that.